Hello, sweetheart. You're looking well. It's okay. I'm not here to hurt you. But it's good to see you do remember me. And judging by the frightened look on your face, it seems you remember our little deal. I gave you the perfect life. A good job. Perfect health. Looks any man would be jealous of. And all I ask for, in return, was that you stay loyal to me. No wife, no pets, no girlfriends. No one to take your affection away from me. But I guess I wasn't enough for you. You weren't satisfied even after I gave you everything. Maybe my sister greed would have been more to your liking. What am I talking about? Don't play dumb with me, darling. Idiocy isn't a good look for you. I'm talking about that whore from your office. The one you went on a date with last night. Tell me. What was it about her? What does she have that made it worth doing something so unbelievably stupid? Nothing to say? No defense at all for breaking our deal? Just gonna look down at her feet like a guilty little puppy? How pathetic. Ugh, what am I going to do with you, darling? I don't want to punish you for a little slip up, but I can't be seen getting soft now, can I? There, there, it's okay. Let me hold you in my arms. I know you didn't mean it. It's all that slut's fault. She tempted you and you gave in during a moment of weakness. Shh. What am I going to do? Well, normally this is where I'd punish you with eternal hellfire, but I don't want to lose you. It's in my nature. So, I made a little deal with my sisters to determine your fate. We're each going to take our turn toying with you, and whoever you give in to gets to keep your soul. Simple as that. If you don't give in to any of us, well, if you can manage a feat such as that, I suppose I'll let you out of our little contract. You can keep the looks, the job, all of it. No strings attached. No, it's more than making you calm. God, that would be so simple. You need to give in, mind, body, and spirit. You need to know, deep in your bones, that you belong to one of us. That's when you'll become ours. Which of my sisters is going to try next? Bold of you to assume you'll get past me. Truthfully, I don't know. I'm sure they'll draw straws to figure out who gets to try their hand next. But it doesn't matter because you're going to be mine. Sound like a deal? Good. You remember how we make deals, right? Oh, darling, why do you have to go and mess up our little arrangement? You could have lived a long, happy life before your soul fell into my hands, but you had to throw it all away. Oh well. Look into my eyes. That's it. Stare into my piercing, emerald gaze. Do you feel it? That gnawing pit in your stomach. The tightness in your chest as the paranoia sets in. The feeling that any moment, everything you hold dear will just slip away. You mortals have such a narrow view of envy. You think it just encompasses jealousy, but jealousy is just a symptom. I'm much more than that. True envy is born from that feeling washing over you right now. Pure, unyielding fear. And it's that fear of losing me, of losing everything I gave you, that'll break you down. They'll make you stay loyal to me. And I'm going to enjoy breaking you, making you my obedient little slave, making you honest. That's it. Give yourself over to the fear. Let envy consume you and make you desperate for the security of my validation, the safety and comfort of my arms. Take off your clothes. Now. I did such good work on you. Now get on your hands and knees. Roll over to where I'm sitting. That's a good path.